What's going on, everybody? I'm sorry I haven't posted in a while. I know I pretty much open up all of my segments this way. It's because I legitimately am sorry that I don't post a lot. You know, when I started this whole thing, I was posting, at least once or twice a week. Now I'm posting like once a month, and I'm all over the place. But I have a couple funny stories I wanna bring up right now. So the first one happened the other night. So I don't know if any of you guys have seen the movie Ratatouille, but it's a movie about a rat that sneaks into a French restaurant and pretty much starts cooking, and then makes friends with the dishwasher boy, and then they work together to become this amazing like rat human chef thing. Yeah. So anyways, the other night, it was like 12 o'clock at night. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm watching TV, and I hear this weird noise like in my kitchen, like this like metal on metal scratching, banging, weird, just not a noise you really want to hear at 12 o'clock at night when you're alone, right? So I'm looking around, I'm like, there's nobody in my house. I'm like, the dog's in the crate. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, what is going on right now? What is this noise? So I like walk out into the kitchen quietly. And all of a sudden it just stops, gets super quiet. And I'm like, I think I know what this is. So I'm just like, I'm sitting here in my kitchen, right? And all of a sudden I see this little tiny mouse just hop and run behind the stove. Now, I don't want you guys thinking that, like, I have this, like, dirty, disgusting kitchen full of mice. I don't. I have a beautiful house. Beautiful studio house, marble countertops, like, really nice, chrome or whatever you want to call it, stainless steel stovetop and everything, like, really nice. But there's just this one mouse that no matter how many times I try to get him, I can't. He's here every year. He's just always here, and he just pops up randomly, especially in the wintertime. And, like, I've tried to catch him. I've tried to trap him. I set up poison, even though I don't like going that route. I don't like killing animals at all, but like I just did just because like he will not go away. So I sit back down on the couch and then I start hearing it again. So I get up. I'm like, well, all right, I'm gonna get him now, right? So I like come into the kitchen and I turn the corner and this fucking mouse, okay? Mouse, not rat, little mouse, like, 3 inches long, is dragging my spatula. That's right. So, the thing you flip pancakes with? Yeah, a spatula across my counter. With his mouth. I'm like, what are you doing? And he like drops it, looks at me, grabs it again, pulls it real fast. And then I'm like, what the hell? And I start running towards him and he drops it and darts off in the back. So I like lunge my arm behind the thing and I feel his little fuzzy butt. And I'm like trying to grab him and I couldn't get him. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm like, what is this, like Ratatouille? Like, is this guy, what is he trying to cook food in my house for me? I'm like, all he has to do is ask. I mean, he wants to cook me up some food that's more than fine. And just imagine the income I'd make, of a video of a mouse cooking me dinner. Like, come on. Like, you know how rich I'd be? And the mouse? So that's that story. Now, the other story is from today. Now, I used to drive like an asshole. I do to an extent now, but, like, I'm more logical about it. Like, I choose where I want to drive like an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, where it's open roads and, like, nobody's around. Like, I can kind of just let loose. Today wasn't one of those days. I was on one of the busiest roads in my area. And I was sitting there. And I have a Dodge Challenger. It's a, really fast rear-wheel drive muscle car. And I have something called traction control. So when I have traction control on and I go to punch it, it doesn't let me go anywhere. It just like, if the wheels go to spin, once it loses the traction on the wheels, the motor says, fuck you, we're not moving until you get traction again, and just stops. It's to protect you from sliding out and like spinning around. Because if I turn that off and I floor it, I will like spin in a circle or like slide around and crash. So, or it's fun sometimes when you're in a parking lot. But anyways, so the road clears up. There's this bus coming. I'm looking at this bus. I'm just like, yeah, I can totally cut in front of you right now. Like I'm going to Dodge Challenger. Like you're not going to come near me. Like I got this. So it was my one chance to like book it out, right? And I have traction control on. So I punch it to book it out, and guess what fucking happens? Traction control decides to say, nope, you're not going anywhere, and stops my fucking car right in the line of sight of this fucking bus. And this bus is like, fuck you, I am not stopping. This bus was no fucks. Like, I'm like, fuck, and this bus is literally about to plow through me. Like, I'm not exaggerating, I'm being dead serious. Like, I was like, maybe 2 seconds away from being obliterated by this giant fucking school bus doing like probably 45 miles an hour. And I'm like, come on, punching. Finally, I just like dump the clutch and the car just slides sideways, like completely slides out, and the bus just fucking misses me. So I almost fucking died, literally. Like, if that bus would have hit me it would have taken out my entire car. I was in perfect alignment with its front end. And that bus was not fucking slowing down. Like, when he passed me, like, I felt the wind. Like, my window was down of the bus passed me. That's how fucking close he was. And I could tell you from how fast he passed me that he did not touch those brakes once. Like, he didn't even, he was just like, oh, fuck your Challenger. I hate my fucking life. I drive a bus for a living. Like, fuck this shit. Fuck kids. I'm killing you. Sorry, no offense to anybody who drives a bus. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just like, he was so fucking ready to plow right through that fucking car. Jesus Christ. Like, he didn't even hit the horn or nothing. He was staring right at me. Yeah, well, that's my day. So, it's only 3:30. Not even, it's 3:22 on a fucking Thursday. And just started. My day has just started. So, you know, I'm curious how the rest of my day... This is how my day has gone so far, okay? Between that and I ran into my crazy ex-girlfriend. I don't know if she saw me or not, but, like, she was, like, just chilling there. And I passed her. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing in my town kind of deal? I know that sounds arrogant or whatever, but, like, she doesn't live around here. So it's kind of weird that she was here. So I was like, what the fuck? So my whole morning has just been, like, really fucking interesting. And weird. I don't even know. Like, it's just gonna be one of those days, I guess. But I hope you guys aren't having one of those days. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. And hopefully I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye.